Australians are back in the property game, with house prices continuing their stratospheric rise. But is this sustained growth set to continue, or is the market likely to change? Shirley Sue spoke with Chris Evers, Associate Dean of Research and Innovation at the School of Property, Construction and Project Management at RMIT.
Could you please explain the reasons why house prices keep rising recently in Australia?
Well, really, if we look at the housing situation, the increase there is basically due to the fact that we've always had really an undersupply of housing in Australia. And that undersupply means that when we put place on the market, there's a greater demand for them. And we're certainly seeing that in the capital cities. There are a lot of markets where that same rationale doesn't apply. And in those cases, we're seeing a fairly stagnant market in those locations. And that's some of the regional areas of Australia. Not all of them. We've seen with COVID-19 and the lockdowns, a number of people moving to regional areas, but within a reasonable commuting distance to the capital city. So those particular towns, their markets have really pushed ahead over the last 12 to 18 months. The other thing that's really driving those house prices is the low interest rates that we have at the moment. And that puts a lot of people that probably weren't in the market when interest rates were around 6 or 7%. They are capable of repaying loans when the interest rates, when their numbers are starting with 2 and in some cases just with a 1.
Do you think what are the consequences of this situation?
Will prices keep rising? In some areas they will. In the regional cities, if we talk around Sydney, Central Coast, Newcastle, yes, there's demand. People are moving away from the city to those locations, and similar thing in Melbourne with Bendigo and Ballarat. In those areas, prices are going to continue to move. Really comes down to a locational basis and the factors that are impacting on that market at the moment. But concern about prices rising in the housing market in the capital cities and in those regional areas near the capital cities, which aren't impacted by some of the social and natural disaster we're looking at, yes, they will rise. And I think the only curb on that will be increasing interest rates.
How long do you think this increase in house prices will last?
If we look at what's happened over the last, say, 2 to 3 weeks, we've seen an increased demand for a few number of properties that have come on the market. And we've seen reserve prices being well in excess of anticipated market prices for the actual auction sales, well in excess of 40% of what the reserve price was. Now, that's not due to underquoting the house price at the start. It really comes down to the number of people that are looking for a small number of properties. Now, what that does generate is a greater number of listings in the area. A lot of people are thinking now, oh, gee, prices are so great, I'll put my house on the market, and that's going to slow things down. So I don't think we'll see the rapid increases in prices in some locations that we've seen over the past 3 to 4 months, but there will be a steady increase. The factors that I know that the Commonwealth Government has put stimulus packages together for new housing, and if that increases the stock, particularly in those areas, it's encouraging people to move out. They're looking now that where they wouldn't consider buying in some of these outer areas of Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, now that they can work from home, saying that commute isn't as important as it was. So we'll see people moving out there, and that will slow the market down, because with that additional stock that's been built under the stimulus packages, we know that a lot of the volume home builders in Sydney and Melbourne, inquiry rate is much, much higher than it has been in the past. And if that translates into new builds, then that's additional stock, and with that additional supply, that's going to dampen that house price increase.
For the buyers and sellers, what should they do?
So from a buyer's point of view, it's really beware, make sure that you can meet the requirements. There's some margin there. If interest rates go up or something happens with your work, your wages and things like that, there's got to be a buffer there that you factor into it. And don't just jump into something because the market's hot and you might miss out. It's always better to do that due diligence. I think with sellers, it is a seller's market at the moment. Sellers don't really have to do a lot. But again, it's about presentation, knowing what you're setting a realistic price and knowing the specs that the buyers in that particular market are looking at. So not over-renovating or not over-capitalising in the market that would actually absorb a lot of that themselves. So you've got to be realistic in that price. And it's also, again, knowing what the market is looking for. And the best way to do that is to go to open homes, see what sells quickly, what hasn't sold, and just to see what the buyers in that market are actually looking for when they're purchasing.
There is a global shortage of quality timber. Will that potentially affect supply chains for new property? And the new Real Estate Institute has said the newly constructed homes will elevate supply pressure.
Raw materials, whether it's timber, concrete, whatever the material is, it's going to affect new builds rather than established housing. And it's also a case that people review their purchase decision. If there's a supply chain issue, they may say, well, rather than building new, I'll buy an existing place, and that puts more pressure and more price increases on those established markets.
Chris Evers, Associate Dean of Research Innovation at the School of Property,